Dear Chicago.
Sounds sick.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
Oh, hi.
Are we here today?
No.
Okay.
Hi.
And you are?
Dew? Yeah, like Mountain Dew.
Oh, okay. you are listening to Foul Monkeys, recorded out of Chicago, Illinois.
Did we say the episode?
Today's episode is 590.
90
away from 600.
90! 90!
So, you guys, I have something very special.
Okay, first
for you.
Of all, before you go on into that, this is okay. Like, this is like Foul Monkeys, at least for my year run, like exclusive. Like, it's a first. It's almost like you're breaking my cherry. And by you, I mean my hand.
And you guys, you loved her. You hated her. You wish she would have died. She went away and she came back. It is Nicole.
Hi, everyone.
Yay.
Woo! Welcome our special guest, Nicole, all the way from hateful Florida.
It's not hateful. It's amazing.
So a lot of the old time listeners would know that Nicole is actually one of my old co-hosts. We did a lot of fun things like our poems to people that left reviews.
We have
epic episodes of laughter. Some of the things that people hated about you was your laugh.
Hey.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Some of the episodes were the diarrhea song episode.
That.
When you're climbing up a ladder and you hear something splatter.
Diarrhea.
When you're flying in a home and your pants are filled with foam. Diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to sit back and watch this.
This is ridiculous.
So, she's here visiting me in Chicago.
I am.
And what do you think so far?
It's cold and wet and gross, but I love it.
Oh, that's kind of like...
Like your vagina.
Oh. No, my vagina's not cold, but it is wet and gross.
That's nasty.
You got here on Thursday night.
I did.
We, went to Rocky's Tacos, which, Roger's been to also.
Excuse you,
Dew. Dew has been there before too. Wait, is this like D-E-W-D-O or D-E-U-S?
I said like Mountain Dew.
So D-E-W.
Like a sweet little dewdrop.
Thank you. Except I would be like the ginormous version of a drop.
He would be the rainstorm.
Monsoon.
Oh. I like her already.
Yeah. Well, she's almost made me want to kill myself like 50 times since she's been here. Because you know that's your job, right?
Yes.
Your job is to make me feel like a big old piece of shit.
Well, you know.
Well.
It hurts.
Anyway, so.
How has your week been, Roger, so far?
It's been good. I hate this weather.
Today's weather is amazing. It's 40 degrees.
I hate this weather. I hate this weather because it like varies. So it's like some days are hot, some days are cold, some days are really cold. And I don't like that because it's like my brain is so set into like it's winter. It should always be cold for like 7 months.
And because you're a professional singer and you can do the Mariah Carey whistle tone.
Exactly.
You can't. The weather really affects that. Could you do that today for us?
No.
Is today considered a hot day for you?
I'm sweating.
I am sweating, but not because of the weather. But yes, it is warmer.
Oh. Did you take like a big dump before we got here?
No, I did this morning though. I had Chinese last night, so it was bad.
Disgusting.
It's kind of like corn. It kind of Chinese food is kind of like corn. I should say, let me preface. it's American Chinese food is like corn. It goes in and it comes out the same way.
Well, you know what Big Fatty says. It corn is nature's GPS.
It totally is. Actually, you know what? That's kind of funny that you said that because I was listening to, and I am not a doctor.
I've heard this. You're not a doctor. You don't claim to be one.
No, but I know everything. Right. I'm certified in everything and anything.
Gotcha.
But anyway,
certified and being certified.
Right. I'm certified on certification. Anyway, so there was it's a health website that I frequent, and they were saying that if you wanted to see how well your stomach is working, you could eat something, hold off, then eat corn, hold off, and if you see the corn come out, then you know your body's working, like your stomach is working really well. Also, that could be said for bottoming. So if you wanted to see if you were completely clean, you would do that. You would eat, wait, then eat corn, wait. And then if the corn comes out and it's the only thing that comes out, then you're pretty clean to go ahead and get fucked.
Or you could just like douche yourself. And
well, that's not all. It doesn't clean you all the way.
How about an enema?
That only or cleans colonic. The bottom. That only, well, colonic will clean a certain portion of your colon. And enema only cleans like the bottom half of it.
Disgusting.
Well, I mean, are you putting like 18 inches in? I mean, can't the bottom half just be okay?
Well, I only think it. I think it only cleans like 7 inches in. So,
well, good. You get a guy that's 6 inches.
Nobody wants to deal with a turtle head poking. No.
Turtle head
poking. Oh, I was like, what the fuck did he say?
No one also wants to pull out and have chocolate sticks. So.
Oh.
That was in, I think I read that article, that the gay one I read on Queertree or the Gaily Grind.
Don't lie, that was on WebMD.
Right, exactly. It was right on WebMD.
Because you're the doctor that writes everything on WebMD.
Right, exactly. I was been certified on everything. So, no, but my week has been pretty, it's been, you know, I've been working, trying to get that shit done, and I've been feeling fucking really old. My hands are very creaky for some reason. So I
don't talk to Ricky about old. He's been there, done that twice.
She basically tells me I'm old, older than dinosaurs.
The time itself.
That my social security number is not even numbers.
Hieroglyphics.
And that's actually the sun was formed because I farted.
Oh, that would make sense because you're a ginger.
Oh. Right. Good one.
That means everybody's getting ginger on them right now.
Hate gingers. Sorry, all you gingers, but Nicole, me no likey.
Nicole has a fear of gingers. Like, it's really stupid, but they'll make her cry. It's like sometimes she gets so scared.
Did you have a ginger boyfriend that like fucked you over?
I had a ginger guy that liked me who couldn't spell my name correctly. And couldn't spell sweetie. He wrote sweaty instead.
Oh. Okay, full disclosure, this is Florida.
That was on an episode. That was on an episode of the show. Because he showed me the picture. He wrote it on the back of a picture of her.
Yeah, it was.
Wait, was he cute?
No, it was his football. He played football for our high school team. And it was his.
Oh, so this is like a high school
pose
kid.
Pose uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but come on. If you like someone, at least know how to spell their name. At least.
Couldn't you at least put like Darling Nikki? I mean.
You would think, but right? Because I would be easier. Can't spell that either. So,
oh, that's sad. Was he cute?
No.
Oh, that's even
worse.
He
was a ginger. He's automatically disqualified, just like me. I don't see gingers.
No, gingers are a no-go.
Oh, that's sad. Gingers are hot.
What is the thing that I feel fear the most in a ginger? What I mean, just makes you lose. You go batshit crazy
when they have eyelashes that. Are like so blonde you can't see them. That is the freakiest thing ever.
Oh, like they're like completely like almost albino.
Yes.
There was a kid in my school who had that. He was not albino all the way, but like his head of hair was that white, and then his eyelashes were that white. But then he had like a red like goatee, like red beard. So everyone was like, "Oh my god, it is so strange." Like everyone was like. And he was a big guy, so
I would like run in the opposite direction from him, or cry, or try to kill him, or something. I don't know.
Their whole family has irrational fears. I think her sister has an irrational fear of little people.
That's my cousin. She's scared of midgets.
Little people.
Sorry, little people. She hates napkins.
No, I think midgets I think midgets are fine because when you say little people, you could be referring to children. Because they're little people, too.
Adults that are shorter than the norm. Let's
right.
go there.
Okay. That's...
She hates napkins, newspaper. God, the list goes on. But she really hates the midgets, mm-hmm. because when she was in school, one used to chase her around and go, like you. So that's why she hates them.
I'm sorry, but I would hate them too if they did that to me.
Yeah, she was like traumatized.
I'd be like, come on, jump to Papa. Come on.
Aw, like a small child or a doll.
Oh my God, that is too hilarious.
So my week's been okay though. I've been working a lot. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Trying to get the apartment clean for Nicole to come in. What'd you think of the apartment?
You didn't do a good job cleaning.
Okay, because Tony did it all.
Ooh, don't let him hear you say that, girl.
I'm just kidding. It's nice and my bed is cozy, except it's cold as hell in that room at night.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Well, I'm used to, you know, having to have the air on when I go to bed, or at least my windows open, not having icicles form in my hair while I'm trying to sleep.
It's not that cold.
It's cold.
I thought it was hot as hell when but I also had a dog with me, so it was the heat from the, you know, Azelle was like radiating, so I was like super hot. I had the window open, the fan going.
And what do you think of my children?
They're so sweet. I want to steal them and take them home.
You could take Ivy.
Listen to this. On her way here, she had a seat between her and the person on the plane, which is heaven.
Right.
That's like a dream come true.
That doesn't happen very often, especially when you leave from Chicago, because everything is busy.
Secondly, he wanted to buy her drinks the whole time, and she said no.
Why?
He was married.
He's clearly bringing his house to get wrecked. You want to wreck the shit out of it.
Well, plus I was paranoid. This was my very first flight ever. So I was...
Anywhere?
Yes. Freaking out. And then he was like...
Hold the phone. No one has time for that. In the 20th century...
Hold on. That's
22nd, 21st
century. This is the first time she's ever left Florida.
No, I've been to Indiana, but I was like 4 years old. And we drove.
Oh my God. Wait a minute.
In a van.
Hold on.
Wait, what do you do
Roger's
for...
Roger's about to preach.
What do you do for a living? You don't have to say it if you don't want to. But.
I work at a newspaper.
And you've never flown.
Right.
Why? I'm kind of curious. Is this another irrational fear?
No. Well, when people would go, like my family's all in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
My mom would used to go up there. But when I worked at my other job, I could never get the time off. So they would leave and I would have to stay and work.
Got it.
And then we never did anything as kids because there were so many of us.
Got it. I find that so fascinating.
Well, as from in, a small especially town, to,
wait, so dude, how old are you if you don't mind me asking?
30.
Yeah, that's still weird. Where did you go to college?
I didn't.
Okay, that makes sense. As to why
I dropped
you didn't
out of high school when I got pregnant.
At 12.
From my brother.
Who's actually
she
my daddy?
Does not have a child. Her brother did not molest her.
No. But that
and her
and she graduated high school.
And her brother is not her dad.
Right. No. None of that.
Or her cousin or her uncle.
Right. He's just my brother.
So you never wanted to go anywhere, or you just wanted you did want to go somewhere, but you just never had the opportunity to go.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense. The first time I flew in a plane was I think I was like maybe 16. And I thought we were going to Washington, D.C. So I'm like, this is exciting. Like, I'd never been on a plane.
I was terrified.
Were you?
Yes. I was afraid going.
That was the best time to get free drinks. I would have been lit up like a Christmas tree.
Well, he was super nice and he was trying to calm me down because he knew I was like
a little
panicking,
nervous. Yeah.
Pretty much. So he was like.
Although I do have to tell you, getting off the plane and you're drunk, that's a little. Cause
yeah,
if you don't continue.
To deal with these
hey now.
Fun bags.
I was wearing a hoodie. He couldn't see my physique.
When you wear the hoodie, I can see the physique.
You don't really need a cover. Like no matter
I mean,
what,
all,
you could always tell.
Just, all you have to do is shake and just. That's the turbulence right there.
That made the plane go up and down. Actually, it was a smooth flight. There was like no bumps. I was happy.
That's
Trust
good.
Me. I was.
She said the landing was the scariest part.
Oh, I did not like the landing.
Yeah, landings. I think that for me is probably the scariest is the landing.
And it was night, so I couldn't see like when we were gonna land.
Did it feel windy? Was it, or did you?
Not really. A little bit when we were gonna land.
Yeah, because usually when you're landing in Chicago, it's like because it's always typically windy, especially when you're going, you know, down. Yeah. And even if it's not a windy day, you just always, you know, and that's the one thing I fucking hate. It always feels so strange to me when you're like landing and the fucking wind is going, you're like, oh my God, is that gonna make it?
Yes, exactly.
I also love the fact that I picked her up at the airport. I actually went inside to go get her because she's never been in an airport, and you know, O'Hare is like huge.
Oh, did they let you go all the way through?
No, I only went to where the baggage claim was. Oh, so I told her, she couldn't find that. She was like, I have no idea. I was like, just follow everyone else that was on the plane with you.
Yes.
And you'll find
it. Although that's not always a good idea either, because once you get out of the plane, there's so many people, at least at O'Hare, there's so many people walking. You could easily lose.
Exactly. And like, I had to stop and pee first. So all my group was gone. So I was like, Ricky.
This is the best thing. Like, so we were in the building. You know, because you have to go downstairs and then come back up to get up to the parking garage. Because I just parked in temporary or whatever, short term. And we walk out the door. She goes, oh, it's not bad out here. And then we walk into the car. You know, we're in the car.
I saw snow and I was so excited.
Is that the first time you've ever seen snow?
I went, snow! Sorry if I made everyone deaf just now, but yeah, I was excited.
So she was like, oh, it's not cold out here. This is awesome. Cut to me having to park a block and a half away from our apartment, and she had to walk. What were you doing?
Shivering my ass off. My hands were frozen. I'm lugging a suitcase, and I was ready to go. To turn around and go
you
back.
You mean he didn't carry the suitcase for you?
No.
I had a big box I was carrying. I was carrying a blue apron and my bag.
Oh.
So.
Oh. He still wouldn't have carried your luggage either way.
He carried it out of the airport. He took it from me, so I was... at least somewhat appreciative.
Okay, wait. So first of all, okay. So going back to the blue apron, since this has been kind of a discussion for you and me, what did you think? I know you said that stuff was frozen and not really good. Why? I mean, I thought everything was pretty fresh.
No, it's not that it wasn't fresh when it got to me. The thing is, it's like the red pepper that I had, because it was so cold in the box, it froze. You know,
right.
And so when you stick a vegetable that has been frozen in the refrigerator.
Yeah, it gets kind of mushy soggy
and gross.
Yeah.
And I just did not like the texture of it. It was weird.
After you pulled it out to cook?
To use it.
Right, yeah.
But also things, things like the basil and the cilantro. Well, that stuff, and stuff.
You can keep for a while in the bag.
As long as it wilts. I don't like that.
Well, but you're not. Okay, but it's okay. So this is a discussion that him and I have in the past.
Do you know what Blue Apron is? Well, you saw.
I saw the
it's
box.
Basically they deliver three meals to you. You prepare it.
Like three meals for like two people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could purchase either two or four. So they send you everything you need to prepare. So the only thing that you'll need to use is out of your own stuff is probably like olive oil or like salt and pepper, and that's usually, it'll tell you in the instructions on to cook the food. I liked it, and I thought the food was really good. And this is mine. I waited for like, I don't know, like 2-3 weeks before I cooked it, because it came around the time during Christmas, and we were cooking so much food that like I've literally been telling my mom, we need to eat what we have left over before I start cooking any food, because I can't. It's too much food, and I don't want it to. I don't want that to go to waste, but I also don't want the food that we already have to go to waste either.
Exactly.
So I waited, and the only thing that I didn't, partly this was my fault because I waited so long to cook it, like the cabbage kind of wilted a little bit because it was not as fresh when I got it, but most of the stuff that I had was pretty fresh, and it tasted absolutely amazing, the food that
like
we had.
Like, one thing that I had was like yuca, and it was all wet and soggy and gross, and then another thing is like ginger. They gave ginger, and it was like spongy because it was frozen. If it had never been frozen, it would have been fine.
I think what happened is that they don't, since they put that little like just that little cardboard barrier over the ice, if the fruit or if anything that like the vegetables sit on top of that cardboard piece, it's gonna freeze. And that is they should put something that's a little bit thicker to keep it from cold. But I thought the food was good. Like, we've had, my mom and I have had two dishes already from the first box that I got, and now we got a second box, and I'm like, I'm kind of pissed at them because they sent me this box and I said I cleared out all of January because I was like, I want to, you know, pay down my credit card before I start really kind of going into it. Plus we had so much food that I was just like, and then, you know, I'm like, I don't want to waste this food, nor do I want to pay $60 for this food that's going to sit there for a while before we can cook it. So lo and behold, I get an email from them and they're saying, oh, you're getting a box this Thursday. I'm like, no, I'm not. Why am I getting a box this Thursday? So I emailed them and I still have not heard from them. I emailed them and I called them and left them a message and I still have not heard from them. So I'm like, come Monday, I'm going to fucking call them and ream them because I'm like, I shouldn't have gotten a box.
There's a cutoff date of when you to cancel your delivery.
No, I know, but I went in there. So when I got the first box, like I went in there and canceled all the way out to February. So I don't understand why I got this box to begin with. And so that I'm really upset about that because I'm like, why would I get a box if I didn't even ask for one? So
they don't care.
No, but I'm sure I'll get a refund or something. Because I can't send them back the food.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's
good. I don't want this. Yeah. Take it.
Do you know what we did not do that we're always supposed to do now before we start anything?
What?
Phone calls, feedback.
I know. Twitter. Well, it's because we have a special guest today. So we're not following the norm. However, we have gotten a lot of stuff, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Do we you got three phone calls. We got some Twitters. We got some
Facebook. Is it Twitters or tweets?
It's
pretty sure it's tweets.
It's tweets.
We call it Twitter.
That's just you and your idiocy coming through.
Twats.
It's called the Twitters.
We call it twats, Twitters.
Twats.
Although we do not have headphones for you to listen to the calls, but they're not really.
You could listen to mine you. If you want. I hate using headphones.
They're all towards me because I'm the best
or actually,
about everything.
We could do this. No. Give her yours and then we'll just go like this.
Oh, that's fine. What am I? What? Oh. Now I think of like, it's not gonna. It won't twist that way.
No.
You had it all wonky.
Hold it up here like that.
Now I feel like we should be like Mariah Carey and be like, one sweet day.
We are still recording, you guys. Thanks.
We're so done. Where's Boys to Men?
Are you gonna listen to the call?
Oh, sure. I already listened to it. I listened to both of them.
There's three. Calls.
Slacker.
So I listened to two of them. I didn't listen to the second one of the same person.
Okay.
So I did listen to all the calls.
So the first call is going to be from Kathy Bacon.
Which, by the way, we haven't heard from her in a very long time. Right. So I'm really happy that she called and spewed her baconisms on us.
Hello, monkeys. Hey, monkeys. Hello, porcupine. Hey, porcupine. Hello. How they used to do that on the BFO or whatever. Well, hello, Well, hello, porcupine, Sleepin. Yeah, that's how that goes, I think. But anyway, so, hey, guys, how you doing? It's Bacon. Let me if you tell me how you're doing. Okay. I am fine. My gosh, it was bad. Okay. So it's like.
Pause it for a
it's
second.
It's cold and everybody complains and it's like, brr, I hate walking outside. I freeze. And when you go, your nostrils stick together.
Oh,
you could literally like have a conversation with her as this voicemail.
Right.
And your nose is closed and then your glasses fog up when you walk in the house. And then it gets nice and people are walking around with no coats on and the roads are a mess and your car is dirty. So what do you prefer, nostrils sticking together or sloppy streets? Okay, so anyway,
does she live
really
here?
Happy to hear that the girls, your girls, Ricky, are okay. And because, it's been a year now since Ivy that twisted up her ankle leg. So anyway, other than that, I'm not doing too much. I was just actually, I got done listening to Game Night Guys while I was pushing. The groceries away and then I saw your little tweet that said please call me and give me some love. Okay, so anyway, I am doing a little contest on another show. Sorry, I'm not going to advertise for them. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I'm giving a little prize to people who call, so I'm going to set a reminder for myself and I will do that for you guys in March. Basically I'll pay people to call you. Yeah, I do. Well, money talks, people call. Actually, I think the saying goes, money talks, people walk, or something like that. But
this
anyway,
is the longest call I've ever heard.
So it's Thursday. It's a three-day weekend. It's 6 o'clock. I have to go Fitbit. I got invited to do a Fitbit challenge. I am in first or second, maybe possibly third place. I haven't updated for a couple hours. So I got to go get back in first place. I can't go to bed until I'm in first place. I don't care if I wake up in second or third place, but as long as I give it my all. But anyway, it's a pretty cool little Fitbit challenge, and I'm still fat, so don't worry about that. You know, this thyroid thing has just got me thrown for a loop, and what bothers me the most is when I tell my doctor I am tired of how much I weigh, they just go, oh, it's okay. No, I'm kind of thinking about, you know, the people who have to carry my casket if I keel over this week, you know? Hello. All right, speaking of keeling over.
Oh, she got cut off.
So, you know those little wind-up teeth? That's what she reminds me of. Yes, just go.
But she's not done.
Oh my God, she has another one.
Yes,
she has another. One.
She's and like, cut
wait,
off.
Wait. First of all, before you start that one, I want. I have
perfect
two.
Timing. It cut me off. Okay.
I have two questions. How long have you had your thyroid disease and or issue, and what thyroid issue / disease do you have? That's my questions to Kathy, because I can help her or she can help me in
Which
trading
one
information.
Do you have?
I have Hashimoto's.
Bless you.
I have mine is called hypothyroidism Hashimoto's. That's what it's called. So,
someone from Japan made that.
Yeah.
Dr. Hashimoto's discovered that.
And then he ran screaming in the streets because Godzilla came and tried to get
him. Was that in Japan or China?
Japan.
Godzilla, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Hiroshima.
Let's not go there.
Is that like Texas?
Let's not go to Hiroshima.
No.
No.
Isn't it Hiroshima? I think Whatever. That's the actual.
Probably. God, you're an idiot.
You repeated it like
Ricky.
Five fucking times, bitch.
And play the message.
So anyway, I put something in the oven and totally forgot to turn the oven on. So I'm glad what I did is I put it in the oven, and then I was posting a comment to the Game Night guy. I just finished listening to those guys. So I posted a comment to them, and then I saw your tweet, and then I came over and I sat on the chair, and then I made that extremely long call, and I forgot to say,
like this one.
I don't know what I forgot to say, so anyway, I'm going to go. And
hey,
before I go, I'm going to go.
Okay. My favorite part so far has been that she was like, so yeah, I did this, and then I sat on the chair. It's like one of those incessant Facebook status updates where people are just like, today I had dinner. Or, I just went to the bathroom. We don't care. You sat on the chair. Just to let you know.
Go over to that wall over there and take that red Solo cup off the ledge and throw it in the garbage. And then I'm going to turn the oven on. That's what I call back to say. It's like, I put food in the oven and then I forgot to turn it on. I'm cooking a roast. Just because it needs to be cooked because it's been in the freezer almost too long or getting to the point where it might be too long. But anyway, I'm going to try to shave it and put barbecue sauce in it. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to try to feed it to these people. So goodbye.
Oh, God.
I
don't know her.
Love the Miss Bacon.
We love Miss Bacon and her incessantly long.
You remember Kathy Bacon?
No, I don't.
You don't remember her?
Mm-mm. Is it Kathy? It was like BS.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm glad she never called.
But she did call.
I don't remember, and I must have blocked it out.
All right. We have one more call, but are we going to do it for the next show, or do you want to?
No, let's get it over with now.
Oh, I sweat all in
But that's going to bring up a whole new subject that we're super excited about that probably take
oh,
30
that's,
minutes.
Oh, that is based on that other yeah. one? Got it. So, although it's not on the Trello, I'll tell you that.
We were so fucking excited, we couldn't even put it on the Trello.
Right. All right, we'll leave that message to the last one.
All right. So, we're at 30.
Do you want to cut it off? I mean, I feel like this episode was kind of janky.
It's kind of janky, but maybe we just had to warm up.
It's a little janky.
It would be better if we all had our own microphones. Ricky's stupid.
Well, yes.
I think they know by now.
I bought a microphone and I thought it was going to work, but it's the wrong plug-in. It wasn't an XLR plug-in. It was a
Just a regular jack plug-in.
Yeah. Yeah, Ricky and I are sharing a microphone like we're in a recording studio.
Heal the world.
Yes.
Make it a better place.
You do realize that he's saying that by himself.
He's alive, you know.
Oh, I thought he sang it in a group.
Mm-mm. No.
Wait, which one? We are the world.
Yeah, that's the one. He's alive.
We are the children.
In your heart, honey.
We saw him.
Michael Jackson is alive. No, not Bruno Mars. Tell
us
how he's
alive. Well, tell us why.
Bruno Mars. She is alive and well.
I saw a video on YouTube. It was a conspiracy video saying that Michael Jackson is still alive because there was somebody filming outside of a store in God knows where. And someone,
in the bye-byes?
Possibly.
Okay.
Someone was walking around in the store dressed in like a long black sheet type thing. And then they were randomly walking up to shelves, grabbing things and handing it to someone so they could buy it. But then people were saying it was Michael Jackson. So he can rebuild his empire. His money because, you know, he was broke pretty much when he died.
He was actually not broke. He was actually very wealthy.
Yeah, but he's even wealthier now that he's dead, quote unquote.
Quote unquote, right.
But he's alive.
Right, because the autopsy video pictures that have been released of him clearly show he's alive and well.
Have there been photos?
Yes, I haven't seen them. It's actually very sad to see.
He weighed like 3 pounds when he died.
Yeah.
Jealous.
Totes.
Oh, but I think he's alive. When he comes back and proves all y'all wrong.
And goes to prison.
For faking a death.
Yeah.
He's Michael Jackson. That'll never happen. He molested children and got away with it.
Let's not go there.
Just saying.
And that's the end of the show.
We don't talk about Michael Jackson molesting people. We don't talk about Hiroshima.
Why don't we talk about Michael Jackson and his, you know, his ways.
His lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
Yes, his lifestyle choice.
No, her brother. Tell them what your brother sent you today.
So today's my brother's birthday, by the way.
Wait, we have a backup story. Like when I lived in Florida, he was all like, faggot this.
Yes,
like,
he was very close-minded. He didn't hate you. He just was like, why are you hanging out with that gay guy? And I was just like, because I can. Anyway, so he's over that now.
Can you imagine us together?
So today he was texting me, asking me, you know, how are things going so far? And I was like,
wait, before you continue. Has he ever flown? Has he ever traveled?
No, they drove. He's never been on the plane either. And he's 28 today.
Okay, so that makes sense. Got it. Go ahead.
So he's asking me how everything's going, and I was like, oh, yeah, everything's good. And then Ricky said, oh, tell him he can come up here the next time you visit. And I was like, okay. So I told him, and he said, I feel like Ricky knows a lot of chicks, so I have good odds.
No, but he said something before that.
What?
He said, that's really cool of Ricky to let him do that.
Oh, yeah.
I approve of his lifestyle.
Yeah. That's what he said.
I think he may have gotten his dick sucked once or twice by a man.
Pretty sure, no, that's not the case. But at least not by a guy. That I know of.
Well, at least not dressed as a male.
Because when I first met him, I didn't think that he was like gay or anything, but he was so aggressive about the gay thing. And you know that's usually a sign of...
Some internal homo, like...
Erotic, I want to fuck your face, but I'm going to call you a faggot instead.
No. It's like some erotic, like homoerotic turmoil he's going through. Like, I like the dick, but I can't do it because it's not socially acceptable.
So I'm going to bang the shit out of a pussy.
Right.
Which he shows me proof of, so...
That's really inappropriate.
Yeah, I'm like...
Tell him.
I'm your sister. Why show me pictures you take for Snapchat of naked girls that you send to your friends?
He fucks a girl, and then while she's like getting dressed, he takes a picture and Snapchats it to all of his
friends. Sneakily. And he has 3 sisters. Douche. My brother's a douche. I never thought I would say that. Yes, he's very cute.
Do you have a picture of him?
He's skinny. Yes. He's not like
he's tight. No, but
he's hairy and skinny.
He's an otter.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Otters? Yeah.
Let me get his picture up.
Or what did they call the other day? I'm looking. Okay, so while she's doing that.
That's him.
Oh my God, he's hot.
That's my baby brother.
He looks a little gay. He has a little bit of the gay face. No offense, but he's very hot.
Why is it offensive?
Offensive?
Well, because, I mean, to him.
No offense.
Oh.
To him, I don't want
to. He's not going to hear this.
Oh, okay.
It's cool.
He's very cute. He needs to gain like 1,000 pounds.
He's grown up a lot. Like when I first met him, he was like, what, 19 probably? 20?
Well, yeah, if he's 28 now, so.
Oh, I could totally see why he does that because he's totally hot. Oh, he's very cute.
Yeah.
Would you let him do that to you? Would what? You let him Snapchat you?
No, because I'd probably beat the shit out of him. But
he deserves a good beat down, I think. That's so douchey.
Yeah, that is very douchey.
And then one time he took a picture of a girl like from behind.
She was passed out.
Doing her. He's like,
it wasn't while he was doing her. He was leaving and she was passed out in the bed. So he was like, oh, let me get a pic. Chick, click. And showed it to me.
That could easily be like, that's like,
that's an SVU.
Like it that's really like, that's totally an SVU or yeah. SUV.
It's SVU. I heard that episode and I was like, oh my God, you guys really?
But then he, I told him, oh,
that's, I mean, like, too. That's literally like, if for whatever reason that girl ever came back and said that he raped her, like,
right? He has photo proof on his phone
that's insane. Like, he needs to be careful with that.
And why show your sister?
Right.
Come on now.
Why Snapchat your family?
Yeah. Oh
my well, God. He's like, that's a very male thing to do. Like, proof of your conquest. But conquest
to your sister?
Doesn't matter.
Why does your sister care? Maybe if you're
he's in
late?
Love with you.
Ew.
Maybe he wants Florida. To fuck your tits.
It is Polk County.
I don't know about that, but
you fuck these tits if you had a chance.
I love fluffy pillows, but
they're real fluffy
pillows. Really? I've never been so molested in my life as when I'm hanging out with Ricky. He touches me more than any boyfriend I've ever had.
You've been really having sad. The wrong boyfriends. You had the wrong boyfriends.
Unless I do it the right way.
You do. I feel a little tingle.
Or maybe you just need to find yourself a girl.
She's been there, that. Done that. Don't like it.
Oh, well, that's at least you know. I think you need to tell your brother that.
try a boy, Cole. See what happens.
You can give Roger a try. Everybody else has.
Oh, because she would know.
You're like a doorknob. Everyone gets a turn.
Yeah.
Good one. That was lame. Ow!
I love that both your boobs shake the same.
Wait, let's make them go around the world.
Oh, my God.
Do it.
I'm glad this is not being like video recorded.
Wait till we get in the car.
Like my drunkie cast. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. That was the best.
Okay, Kathy Bacon. That. Yeah.
Who did?
Kathy Bacon watched. We had a drunkie cast where she got drunk for the first time around me.
Yeah.
And I fed her Jello shots.
Oh, Jesus.
And she
Jello shots are murder. Jello that's like, shots. Because those are the ones that creep up on you. Red.
I did. Ricky,
I could just envision that. It's
I had
so
to
nasty.
Hold the bucket for
he
her.
Held the trash can for me instead of my hair. He held the trash can because he thought I would drop it. And then he went to get rid of it, and I heard him in the bathroom going as he was getting rid of it.
and then
Lou was there.
He knew right where the socks were. Right where the socks were. I love Lou.
Where do most people keep their socks?
In a drawer.
Which one?
The top drawer.
Yeah.
See?
But some people have them like in specific areas in the drawer. He went, opened the drawer, and instantly knew where to grab it. He had been there overnight before. Don't lie.
Oh.
You know it's true.
I've known Lou for a long time, though.
Yeah, intimately. You fucked him.
I mean, the book has been open. The library is open, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you or did you not? You did. Look, you're not answering, so you've done it.
We may have, you know, accidentally got drunk and had fun together. But that was a long time ago. That was what I saw before that night.
Exactly. He knew right where the socks were.
Oh, girl.
Ricky's holding out on you.
Oh, I know she's a slut.
He doesn't know the real bad Ricky.
Oh, I probably don't either. You probably keep that shit buried deep.
No, I've heard stories. You've told me of some of your little
escapades. Oh,
look, we all have that little. What is that? What's that guy? Gray? Darren Gray? Darian Gray from Dorian Gray. Dorian Gray. We all have that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, the guy from 50 Shades?
Yeah.
No, I don't
Christian Grey.
Oh, Christian Grey. There you go.
I don't do...
No. I'm just saying, like, we all have our dark sides.
His secret kinks and secret ways about them.
So speaking of secret kinks and ways, have you... What do you think about Looking? Because I know that you... I just saw that you started to...
Oh, we watched that last night. We watched three episodes. We only watched three episodes, so we're still...
Right, because it's only a half an hour. One. Yeah. It's only on season two, so it's... Yeah. And you're only... One episode
it's not
behind.
That bad. I don't know why people said it was like horrible.
No, I think the first couple episodes, you could tell it was a new show. They're trying to sort of find their footing. A lot of people had this is okay. Getting on the soapbox. This is the reason. One of the reasons why I despise sometimes the gay community is because we have a show that has gay characters on there. And it doesn't necessarily have all, for the purpose of this conversation, they don't have all the stereotypes included. And a lot of people.
There's no bears that I saw.
Right. So a lot of no people, twinks. When they first saw this episode.
Well, there were twinks. They just had beards.
They were twinks.
You mean like gay porn twinks?
Like no, little young looking.
Right. That's the thing is that a lot of people initially when they first saw this, like when the first season ran, they were like, it wasn't very diverse and it was showing a very stereotypical type of like gayhood and all this stuff. I'm like sitting here thinking, I'm like, I'm not exactly sure what you're looking for then. I thought it was a pretty good description of representation of the gay community. Very specific representation, but I thought it represented it wasn't Queer as Folk, where it was like skinny people like fucking worst. Ever.
She's watching it right now.
I'm on season 5 of the American version.
Okay, I was gonna say the American. Okay, yeah, I mean, so it's like, I mean, like, what exactly, like, this is what pisses me off about that sort of part of the community, where it's like, you want us to be represented in TV, but then anything that gets represented, you're saying that's a stereotype. Like, for example, the guy who criticized Modern Family, the redhead, because they were saying, oh, it's so stereotypical. You have the really Nelly one, and then you have the one that's, you know, kind of like very uptight and all this. And it's like, how do you want us to be represented? We're trying to represent, you know, ourselves as, you know, the characters as they are written to us. This is the way they are. Yes, it may be specific, but how is that? We're not here to represent the entire community.
It's the same with women.
Right,
we can only
exactly.
be one way, like the sex pot or the girl that gets walked
or,
all over.
And it's very thin. Girl. You're very always, the girls are always thin and sexy.
Or rich and dressed nice.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And then the girls who are either like heavier or not heavy, but not as pretty, they're
the
always
nerds.
Dressed
the
as
funny
like,
friends.
Exactly.
They never get the guy. They're always giving the advice.
I think they are trying to diversify that show a little bit. Because
with the second season, yes.
Yeah.
Because they got a lot of slack for that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's. But
with
that's,
Daniel Friese mm-hmm. I don't forget his last name. The guy that played Damien in Mean Girls.
Frizzy, I think, yeah. But that to me is like, why did you... Okay, so I get that you're trying to represent, you know, a diverse cast or whatever, or diverse storylines, but at the same time, I feel like you're... That's the show. Like, that's what you're... You know, the show isn't based on someone's real life. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's written loosely based on people's lives.
I was like, oh, look, the first episode, they're in a park. I haven't done that before.
Right.
Cruising.
Right. So, I mean, I just, like, that's what, I think that's why people were all like, oh, my God, like, we want you know, a gay show that's going to represent us in, you know, in X, Y, and Z. Okay, but if you do that, I'm sure someone's going to be like, oh, there's a problem. It's like, get over yourself. Like, I thought it was a good show. Towards the end, it gets better. And it actually draws you in and you're a little bit more interested in the characters. This season, it's only one episode in. Today, they'll air the second episode. But I think it's going to be one of those where it's the season's going to take off as like the third or fourth episode sort of comes in. Okay. But I do say give it a chance. At least watch the first season and I think you'll be tuned in.
Did you ever cruise in, you know, where in Lakeland?
The lake?
Saddle Creek?
Oh, no. I was too afraid to go there because you could get murdered there.
Yeah. There's an area where I'm at where it's, like, crazy. It's, like, how I feel like New York would be, like, in an alley somewhere, only it's by a lake.
Well, New York doesn't have alleys.
It doesn't?
No.
What?
Chicago not, has alleys.
All the movies lie.
Yeah, there's no alleys in Chicago or in New York City. That's why all their trash is always in front of their buildings.
Right.
That's such a...
Actually, that's not necessarily true. They do have alleys. They're just not... Their alleys are not used the way we use them. Like, in the city itself, like in like Midtown or whatever, like, they don't have alleys per se. They have backways.
They have
like separation
between buildings.
Yes, which we would consider alleys, but they don't use them in that fashion like we do. And there are not many of them. Like, if you go in the city, like in the outskirts of the city, I mean, that some places have alleys, but not most of them don't. But New York isn't scary.
Learn something new every day.
At least that was my experience, I should say, because, you know, I know everything. I'm certified in everything.
Because you're certified in that.
Wait, so explain more about this park area. What is it like? It's so like is it, wild, why is it dangerous?
It's like a forest preserve.
Mm. Oh, shit.
Bitch.
It was your phone. Oh, my God. You're going to die. Have a heart attack. Oh. It's called Saddle Creek, and it's like a lake where you can go fishing and stuff like that. Is that a hair or a crack? It's a scratch. It's a scratch.
But it's the glass layer on top.
Ricky,
is it really?
Do we need to call a paramedic for your phone?
Wait. So it's not the actual glass, is it?
No, it's the glass cover that I have.
Oh my God. I mean, I think I just lost my innards.
Cracked all the way along.
That's why it's on there, to protect. That's. It's not my fault. Why do you got it all draped all over everything?
Ooh, girl. Ooh. But you know what, though? That's not supposed to crack on anything, isn't it? Like, yeah, that's
what. These can crack. Because that's one of the return things, is it didn't crack while protecting your phone.
Yeah.
Well, get it replaced faux free.
Faux free. Maybe I should get one of those. How much is it? Like $1,000?
$1,000.
For anyways. Yeah. No, it is. You could tell because I could see it from here.
It goes all the way across like there.
So is it glass that you stick on there? So it's like an extra glass that you... Oh, that's... I should get that.
So this park is like a forest preserve, but it's like a bunch of lakes.
Got it. And so you say it's... So it's dangerous?
It's dangerous because that's where people go and murder people. But it's also alligators. You know, it's a hunting place.
Yeah. But lots of gay guys go and like pick each other up there. And you can always go and like find condoms and... Like needles and stuff just laying around.
That's gross.
It's not a good look.
I would imagine that I wouldn't necessarily be terrified about being like killed by another human. I'd be more terrified about being killed by a damn alligator.
Yeah.
Hello.
There's alligators, snakes.
Dying. Dead. Like dead. Yeah. Anyways, all right, let's wrap this up. Right,
so let's get out of here so we can start the next show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being on the show, Nicole. Or you planned on being on the show anyway, right?
Yeah, I pretty much just invited myself here to Chicago and to be on the show. So thanks for letting me invite myself.
And thank you guys for listening to episode 590. We really appreciate it.
90.
I think we had a few new listeners contact us too. So thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for all the sharing. I saw some people share our YouTube channel. Oh, and by the way, we'll discuss this on the second episode. Okay. All right. This is Dew.
This is Ricky.
And
Nicole.
And we're out of here. Bye.
Deuces.
Thank you for listening to the Foul Monkeys podcast. You can give us a call at 863-666-0377.
And then you can...
Keep going. It's one take. Keep going.
Oh, okay.
I'm serious.
Facebook.com/FoulMonkeys. This is not going to be one take.
You can tweet us at FoulMonkeys. And you could also find us on YouTube by searching for FoulMonkeys.
And look out for our Instagram soon to come. Instagram.com/FoulMonkeys.
This is what you get for a free show. It's a sad. Real sad.
Okay. And that's the end.